Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The physical elements of bread and wine, of Holy Communion, the water of baptism, they often reinforce just how real, just how tangible, how touchable the saving good news of Jesus is. This is what we talked about a little bit last night on Monday or Holy Thursday. The good news is earthly, it's tangible, it's relatable, it's real. And today on Good Friday, we confront with almost blunt force the actual bloody instrument on which the Lord Jesus died, that being the wood of his cross. This is the next promised treasure for us to share today. The altar is stripped, the pyramids are taken down. Everything is simple and dark, all reminders to God that God's own Son, Jesus Christ, has died. And what better reminder of his death is there for you to take home than a little wooden cross? Yeah, I hope you grabbed one as you entered into worship today. Perhaps you have one at home. See, this symbolically reveals the Father's heartfelt love for the world. He did not spare his Son, his only Son, as your substitute. Well, even Abraham did not have to sacrifice his own son Isaac, since God provided a ram in the thicket. Yet now the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, dies in your place, in my place. I mean, this is why we can sing. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering over the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. See, the wood of your cross has its own biblical history. In fact, if you look through Scripture, wood is often used to rescue, to sweeten, and to raise up. In Genesis, God placed two large wooden figures in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, to test Adam and Eve. Noah used gopher wood to build the ark that buoyed his family above the waters that drowned the entire world. After Moses led Israel out of Egypt through the Red Sea, he threw a piece of wood into the bitter waters of Marah to sweeten them for Israel to drink. And later, in the time of the kings of Israel, the prophet Elisha cut a wooden stick and threw it into the Jordan River to raise up an iron axe head, which had mistakenly been flung into the river by one of the prophets who was cutting down a tree. Now, while none of these wood stories directly point to the cross on which Jesus, our Savior, died, they do indirectly reveal beautiful images of what the cross does to save you, to save me. And the early church fathers, as I said last night, they excelled at doing this. They used simple Bible stories in a picturesque way to connect us to the whole story of salvation. Let me show you. Reflect again on the story of Noah and the flood. You know this, right? Why did God tell Noah to build an ark out of wood? I mean, God could have chosen another way to destroy the world and to save Noah and his family, but he didn't. Instead, he chose a wooden boat to keep Noah, his family, and all the animals safe. God used the wood to rescue them and enable them to float above the water. Let me ask you, what troubles flood your mind, your heart, this Good Friday? Are you overwhelmed with so many different things that you feel at times like you're drowning? Is it family fractures? Is it relationship misunderstandings? Is it frustrations at work? Is it having no work? Amid troubles like these, may the wood of Christ's cross keep you afloat, rescuing you and carrying you through all kinds of trials in life. See, Jesus was willingly flooded with the weight and guilt of this world's sin when he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet by this, he, the righteous, the sinless Son of God, conquered sin, death, and hell. And yeah, this is why we can sing. When the woes of life o'ertake me, hopes deceive and fears annoy, never shall the cross forsake me, lo, it glows with peace and joy. Why did God tell Moses to throw a piece of wood into the bitter waters of Marah? Well, easy, if you know the story. It was to sweeten it so the Israelites could drink and live. I don't know about you, but have you ever tasted bad water? Like, for instance, strong iron well water, perhaps dirty water. You've been around, you've been on a mission trip, you've been in a place that doesn't have clean water. You almost choke on it. You can't get it down. Well, God could have told Moses to throw anything into the water, even a rock. Who knows? But no, God told Moses to throw a piece of wood into the bitter waters and make them drinkable and sweet. Are there some bitter pills to swallow in your life right now? Do feelings of bitterness linger in your heart, your soul against certain people, perhaps? Are you justly upset because you were wronged or you were betrayed? Even amid your bitterness and your restlessness, God tonight comes to sweeten and to gladden the waters of your life. So like an unclenched fist, you can walk out of here. You can even now open your hand again to others. Joseph forgave his brothers who betrayed him and sold him into slavery. Jesus bore all betrayal and bitterness from Judas, Peter, his disciples who fled from him. In a similar way, this little wooden cross that you got, that you received tonight, can sweeten the bitterness in your life, can soften the anger. Jesus was betrayed and his naked body was nailed to a tree so that your sin, so that the sin and the bitterness and the anger that it breeds might be done forever. Folks, this is why we can sing. When the Sun of Bliss is beaming light and love upon my way, from the cross the radiance beaming adds more luster to the day. Finally, just consider, if you will, Elisha. Right? Elisha, who came after Elijah. Elisha, and how God floated a heavy iron axe head with a lighter piece of wood. And again, why didn't Elisha speak over it? Or, I don't know, you know, sort of Yoda-like, just, or, you know, float the thing out or something, right? Okay, he could have done a lot of things. He could have parted the Jordan River with his cloak and picked it up. Instead, by throwing in the piece of wood, he raised the weighted iron. That normally doesn't happen. When did you last see iron float? Well, it doesn't. But the cross of Jesus uplifts you. Jesus lightens your load. He takes all your guilt. He takes your personal shame, your worries, your troubles, your sins, and he nails it to himself. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. See, although millions of things might be weighing you down right now, financial worries, marital problems, children's problems, sibling, friend, coworker, cancer, chronic illness problems, God knows. And he cares. See, every day brings new burdens to test you and to weigh you down like a heavy iron axe head. But Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Your bloody Savior, Jesus Christ, invites you to cast every weight on him so that by his cross you are lightened, you are lifted up, sustained by his forgiving grace. This is why we can sing. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure. Joys that through all time abide. Dear friend and follower in Jesus Christ, may Christ's cross always rescue, sweeten, lighten your life. As you hold on to that little wooden cross, may it always remind you of that incredible love that Jesus has for you. He gives you eternal life now, abundant life in him. You are his forever because he shed his blood for you. That's why today is Good Friday. Jesus' name. Amen.